my name is Jordan Simpson. I'm calling because I'm a 19-year-old, and I really wanted to speak on the whole situation with Ferguson and things of that matter. It's very troubling because I'm a part of the black youth community. Just really looking back through history, because I'm a sophomore at Texas Southern University, I'm looking back through history with my history professors. And everything that involved change as far as the civil rights movement was organized. Anybody can mobilize to an event. Anybody can rally. Anybody can riot. But it takes that organization. The Montgomery bus boycott was a planned event. Rosa Parks was not a civil rights activist after she stood up, and chose not to get up off the bus, but before. She was going to meetings to where she planned nonviolent protests. She has been active before. So it's going about these protests in an organized manner. Unorganized mobilization is only a temporary movement. So I'm urging people, and I'm willing to participate. I'm urging people to really just take things in an organized manner. I'm just really just trying to conjure up ideas to try and, you know, start this conversation to affect change, because me, I don't know. If you think about it, Mike Brown saw the Trayvon Martin case and then he was next. So I'm seeing the Mike Brown case and I don't know if I'm next. So I'm just really just trying to do everything and anything that I can to create this conversation to enforce change. If the current systems in place won't create change for it.
Thank you, Jordan. What do you want to say, Denise?
First of all, we love 97.9. We
Thank
knew you
Denise.
Guys were going to be speaking on this morning, and we greatly appreciate that. Also, first of all, my issue is everyone is on social media. Everyone's Instagramming, Twittering, and Facebooking, RIP Mike Brown. But tomorrow, with Kim Kardashian, take another picture with her ass out, using my language, and everybody's going to forget all about it. This needs to make people want to change. This is not about let's just trend. Let's just be a part of the topic. Let's be a part of the discussion for today. And back to tomorrow, we're back into our meaningless tweets and comments on everything else. Let this be a plateau for us to change. Like, let's enforce change. Let's want something to change. Let's not do the same thing with Trayvon. Because once the entire thing happened with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, of course, is free, everyone was so upset for that first 24 hours. Then what happened the next day? Nobody remembers.
Yeah.
You know, it should be something to where it's just not today. Let's make this happen. Let's force change. It's not just a one-day thing just because they didn't indict the officer. And I heard the Fort Bend officer's comment, and I do understand where he's coming from, but I promise you, they knew making that comment, making this statement at 8 o'clock, they had the police already outside in riot gear. They knew this was going to happen. To me, that was a setup, because in the Army, we don't show up unless something's about to happen. You know what I mean? So why would you have the police officer in full-out riot gear, riot trucks ready? Because you guys knew this was going to happen by making us wait. First it was 5 o'clock, then it's 2 hours later, and we didn't hear this until 8 o'clock last night. So what did you think was going to happen? Well, that's just my issue. I just don't understand it. We just got to make something happen.
Well, Denise, we definitely appreciate your comment. Appreciate you listening to the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Always. You guys have a wonderful day.